I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and President Joe Biden arrived at the U.S. Capitol together ahead of Trump's inaugural swearing-in ceremony. Trump overcame impeachments, criminal indictments, and a pair of assassination attempts to win another term in the White House. He is being sworn in on Monday as the 47th U.S. president, taking charge as Republicans claim unified control of Washington and set out to reshape the country's institutions. An incoming White House official says Trump has a list of actions for his first day in office. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Trump plans to sign an executive order declaring that the federal government would recognize only two genders. The order undoes parts of an order President Biden signed on his first day in office 4 years ago. Trump's order could restrict access to gender-affirming medical care and sports competitions for some transgender people. Trump also plans to issue a series of executive orders aimed at remaking America's immigration policies, including ending asylum access, sending troops to the southern border, and ending birthright citizenship. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The effort to end birthright citizenship is one of Trump's most sweeping immigration efforts yet. Birthright citizenship means anyone born in the U.S. automatically becomes a United States citizen. It's been in place for over a century and applies to children born to someone in the country illegally or in the U.S. on a tourist or student visa who plans to return to their home country. Trump's effort to end it is certain to face legal challenges. This is VOA News. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas was holding Monday, with the two sides in the early stages of a six-week pause in fighting that could lead to an end to the war that began in October 2023. So far, three of the 99 hostages held by Hamas militants in Gaza have been released, with 30 others set to be freed in the first stage of the agreement. Israel has also set free 90 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, all of them women and teenagers, according to Hamas, with hundreds more to follow. Negotiations on the ceasefire's second phase are set to start in just over 2 weeks. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer told reporters Sunday Israel has reserved the right to restart the fighting if it's not satisfied with how those negotiations proceed.
Both President Trump and President Biden have given full backing to Israel's right to return to the fighting if Israel reaches the conclusion that the second stage of negotiations are ineffectual.
The United Nations has surged badly needed food aid to Gaza to help Palestinian civilians who have seen their lives upended by the fighting. As residents and officials start to examine the damage from Los Angeles's devastating wildfires, it's easy to notice neighborhoods virtually wiped out from the blazes while one lone home is left standing. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Photos and videos of burned buildings in Los Angeles versus those still standing have been all over. Many experts stress luck is a major factor in burning. Wind can make a split-second 180-degree turn and head to someone else's house, taking that fire with it. But builders and architects stress modern techniques and materials dramatically reduce fire risk. Stucco, a cement material, is a common exterior for Southern California homes, and it's fire-resistant. Double-pane windows, slow heat coming from the burning building next door, and simpler roof lines can allow red-hot embers to slide off. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden spent his final full day in office Sunday in the southern state of South Carolina, urging U.S. residents to keep the faith in a better day to come. At the Royal Missionary Baptist Church in North Charleston, Biden was remembered fondly by political allies and received a standing ovation from church attendees.
In the honor of my life.
The president and his wife, Jill Biden, ended the day with a visit to the International African American Museum in the nearby port city of Charleston. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOANews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.